So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. Hey everyone, my name is Michaela. Welcome to my podcast, Vampire Book Club, a TVDU podcast. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Please don't forget that there will be spoilers in every single episode about any of the shows or books in this universe. So today I'm going to be discussing Caroline Forbes and her romantic relationships. So my original plan was to actually just do a character analysis of Caroline Forbes. However, my time management skills suck. So we just did relationships today. And yes, while some of her relationships do shape her, I think there is a lot more to her than just relationships, obviously. So today we're just going to be discussing relationships. If you are listening or watching on a platform like Spotify or YouTube where you can comment, please let me know who your favorite Caroline ship is. Okay, so I'm going to get started with the first relationship that we see her in. And even though I wouldn't really call it a relationship, it kind of is. We're going to start off with Caroline and Damon. Caroline is talking to Bonnie at the Mystic Grill. She is drunk and Bonnie's trying to help her sober up. She's like, why do the guys I want never go for me? I try so hard and I'm never the one. I'm inappropriate. I always say the wrong things. And Elena always says the right thing. I'm going to tell you that I have never felt more relatable to a character than I do Caroline Forbes. And this scene right here is probably the part that got me hooked into the show completely. And she ends up seeing Damon sitting there and he kind of just disappears. And she was like, oh, I really want him. And then the next night he's back there again. He just magically appears behind her in the parking lot and she kind of goes home with him, I believe. They're hooking up. She's cool with it. And then all of a sudden his vampire face comes out and she is no longer cool with it. He feeds on her. She doesn't actually say that, but it's pretty obvious. She wakes up in the morning and tries to sneak out. Tries to hit him with a lamp. He then throws her on the bed and does whatever he wants to her. It's actually pretty horrible. It is a vampire show, though, and he is a predator, but it's just wrong. He then continues to compel her and use her to get into events or to be close to Elena's circle is really why I think he does all of this. He drops Caroline off at practice. He compels her to get into the Founders Day party. He compels her to throw a party to stop Lexi. He pretty much uses and abuses her. He calls her shallow. He takes advantage of her. He feeds on her. But however, Stefan is able to use her to revive Damon, to trap him. And then somehow he has this power that he only has in season one where he can kind of still call her back and had her free him. Or maybe it was just the way that he compelled her that time. I don't know. She goes through a lot with him. He's really just awful to her and just thinks of her as like a plaything. And it really bothers me how like when they find out what's happening with her, nobody's really there for her. And I mean, what's happening with her and Damon, obviously, like when Elena sees the bite marks and starts freaking out, Damon uses Caroline to dance with Stefan to have time with Elena. And that is when Stefan does vervain Caroline's drink. But I love when she gets turned and remembers everything that he did and knocks him on his ass. Caroline and Matt's relationship begins in season one. Caroline is really fed up with Damon's abuse and just really feeling down on herself. He calls her shallow and she is drunk and Matt happens to see her. Matt gets her some coffee and curly fries. And when Lexi is being taken out of there, Matt tells the sheriff that he'll drive Caroline home and he ends up staying the night with her. She is super insecure at this point and feels super alone. And Matt tells her that he kind of can relate to this. The next day, he's acting like nothing happened and she like kind of freaks out on him about this. So he tells her he's never liked her before, which is like almost insulting, but like I get it. He didn't. And it kind of freaked him out. So he ran from it, but he stayed because he felt bad for her and that she was alone. And he gets it without his sister being around and without his mom being around. He gets it. So they get really close really quick. And all of a sudden, Matt's mother comes back into the picture, making Caroline feel even more insecure. Caroline is definitely already insecure. She gets jealous on several occasions with Matt specifically. Kelly is super gross to her. Kelly is just super gross anyways. No offense. She's just a mom who's never there for her children. One of her kids is dead and she didn't even know she was missing. So And none of them are worried about it because this is just normal in their family, and it's pretty sad, actually. But Kelly from the Grip does not like Caroline and makes it very clear, says things to Elena, loves Elena, which is like already hard for Caroline. But I think these are some of the struggles that she needs to go through and face to become who she ends up being in the end. And Matt really does care about Caroline, even though he may not have fully been over Elena, and lets Elena kind of comfort him when Caroline does find the body, Vicky's body, but doesn't let Caroline, tells her to leave. So I get like why she's insecure. So when Caroline turns into a vampire, Matt and her are still dating. She had gotten to an accident at the Founders Day party. I mean, the Founders Day parade celebration thing. Tyler was driving the car. The Gilbert device went off and he crashed. So he went down, and while they're looking at him, Caroline goes down. They're really worried about her injuries. Damon ends up giving her blood to get brownie points with Bonnie and Elena and heals her. Catherine finds out through Bonnie and turns her. Matt's visiting her in the hospital. He's so excited that she's doing well. He's like, honey, like, you can't come to the carnival. You're going to have to let this one happen without you. And she ends up figuring out, like, what's going on with her, that she's a vampire. She's, like, literally the best vampire in the entire series, and not one person has faith in her. Okay, maybe not in the entire series, but she's a pretty strong-ass vampire. She gets to the carnival, knocks down the bottles, like, everything's broken. She's like, they were already like that. He's like, whoa. And she goes to hug him and tries to, like, kiss him, but all she can think about is feeding on him. So she's never had to deal with the bloodlust in a relationship before, so this is a challenge for her. We see this for the first time in her and Matt's relationship. Before she actually turned into a vampire, there was a storyline where Matt and her are having some issues because she's talking to Bonnie about a washed-up jock, won't have a future, and he takes that personally because he is a jock working to, like, support his whole entire family and house. And really, this is probably her only romantic normal relationship. Although, what is the term normal anyways? She's very controlling and plans a lot of things out before they happen. She makes like a preemptive speech for him to escape her relationship. She just thinks of everything. She's an overthinker. And that definitely comes from being insecure and feeling like you're not enough. We see her struggle with whether or not she should tell Matt about her secret or not. So Stefan is conducting his class, Vampire 101, The Basics, and there's a party going on and she really wants to be there. Stefan allows her to go and she kind of feeds on Matt and almost kills him. So she really has to end the relationship because she's afraid of hurting him. And I think this is when Mason turns into a wolf, or we see wolves for the first time, because they are on the run from something or are worried about something at least. So there is this night where she sings karaoke to win Matt back because she really misses him and just decides that she might tell him the truth, but he gets hurt and she ends up having to cure him. So he finds out what she really is, and he hears the word vampire and starts freaking out because his sister Vicky mentioned vampires when she was in the hospital and he thought she was crazy or on drugs or whatever. However, that was not the case, and when he discovers that vampires actually are real and his sister wasn't crazy, he thinks Caroline did it. She's like, no, what are you talking about? And he just kind of runs off because Liz comes in. Caroline is looking for him and she can't really find him. So he ends up finding Liz, gets arrested, tells Liz the truth, and then Liz tells him to take Vervain and go back to Caroline, which is kind of weird since he's a kid and he's telling her to go see a predator. But I get it. She's her mother and didn't know how to kill her. Matt takes Vervain and tells Caroline to make her forget that he can't handle knowing this. And this kind of puts a strain on the relationship. They break up a few times because she's afraid to hurt him, even though she really does love him. And it's at the end of season two where Sheriff Forbes decides that she's going to make a move on these vampires. Matt is like, I think your daughter is still exactly the same. Either she's putting on the best act of her life or she's just Caroline still. So he kind of sees Tyler turn into a werewolf and Caroline trying to help him the night that Klaus takes Tyler and Caroline for the ritual and Damon sets them free. He had to shoot Tyler. He said, I see this is your life now, but like, I can't be a part of this, and they break up. I think her and Matt's relationship really taught her a lot of things, like how to communicate when she's feeling insecure. I mean, she doesn't fully get that, but she's still a teenager. I think she learns how to care about somebody else other than herself, or at least put somebody's needs first over hers, because she doesn't want to leave Matt, but she also would rather keep him safe than not. And any type of loss or heartbreak really can help us grow in the most transformative ways. And I think this relationship does do that for her. So the next relationship that I'm going to be talking about is a really good one. This might actually be Caroline's most healthy romantic relationship, in my personal opinion. And this is her relationship with Tyler Lockwood. So they kind of start happening in season two while she's still with Matt, or like on off with Matt. It's not actually official until season three, episode one, The Birthday. Love that episode. Catherine compels Matt to provoke Tyler until he kills him. And if he fails, she has a backup, Caroline, I think. Or somehow Matt gets knocked out and it doesn't happen on Matt's end. So the next girl comes in and Tyler kind of flings her off of him and accidentally kills her, triggering his curse. Caroline steps in and kind of makes up a story and covers it up to both Carol Lockwood and Liz Forbes, her mother, aka the sheriff. And she kind of mentions something to Tyler, like, I do understand, because he's like, you don't know what you just did. You don't know what just happened. And he's like, she's like, well, are you healing? And he's like, oh my God. And then he realizes, oh, she knows something. She must be like me. He calls her out for it at school. And he's like, what? You're stronger than me? She like kind of bends his arm over and throws him like a little whimpering pup. And it's absolutely hilarious. So he ends up confronting her and at her house and just shows up there and says, no, tell me what you are. And she's like, what are you talking about? He kind of goes all wolfy on her and she comes back at him like, I'm not a wolf. Starts laughing when he says that. Like, you're a wolf like me. She cracks up and he attacks her. And then she shows him that she's a vampire. And he asks questions like, are there any more? She tells him no, because she doesn't know if she should. He tells her that he's freaking out about this moon stuff and that he doesn't know what to do. They find like a video log and a journal of Mason Lockwood's that kind of help him. And she stays with him throughout this. She's there for him the entire night. She helps him get the stuff that he needs. He almost gets her at one point. So they're trying to like reinforce the wall. And the next day they're talking at school. Like, you did it. I'm so proud of you, she's saying. And she's a really good supportive friend. She's like, next month we're probably going to have to reinforce the wall, though, because you almost got me. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, she's like, you know, legend says one bite and it's curtains for me. And he's like, what? And then Matt kind of walks up and kisses her. I love this episode, or at least the parts for Caroline. It's funny. So when Matt starts kissing her, she's like, nothing is going on between me and Tyler. He's like, I know, you're not a liar. You're a lot of things, Caroline, but you're not a liar. And then Tyler is waiting on her porch later that night. And he's like, I gotta know, like, why are you helping me? We were never close before. Not like this. Why would you help me if you knew that it could kill you? Why would you do that? And she's all agitated, like, I'm sorry, I care. Blah, 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 blah. And he kisses her and she kind of kisses him back and she's like, no, I can't do this. She's like, just everybody stop kissing me. And that's the part that I find funny. It's hilarious. She also lies about Mason. She acts like she doesn't know what happened and is trying to be there for him. But she knows that he's dead. And when he finds out, he's obviously not happy about that, which is totally understandable. It wasn't really her business to tell, however, but then again, neither was Elena and Damon sleeping together, and she didn't have a problem doing that. So Tyler is pretty unsure of who to trust at this point, and I don't blame him. She was afraid that Damon would kill her, so I don't blame her either. And she also didn't want anybody else to get hurt. However, Jules knows the truth and kind of tells Tyler, and he's like, I don't know what to believe, and he goes with the wolves. Stefan takes him and tries to talk to him, and when the wolves realize that he's missing, they take Caroline. Jules calls Stefan from Caroline's phone and says, give us Tyler back or we're going to kill her. He's like, you got 20 minutes, come to this clearing, blah, blah, blah. So Damon and Stefan show up with Tyler. Tyler goes in the trailer where Caroline is. She's like, save me. And he looks at her like he's not going to save her at first. And then he does let her out of the cage. And this is probably one of the only times that they're kind of toxic is in the beginning. And they kind of work out these differences. But he almost lets her get shot. And if Elijah's witch didn't show up, I'm not sure what he would have done. And he shows up at her house later that night saying he's sorry. And she freaks out on him saying, like, friends, don't let this happen to friends. They don't just sit there and watch them die. You should have fought for me, blah, 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 blah. And she's right. Like, you don't do that. But at the same time, like I said, I can understand Tyler's perspective. He was lied to. He just met these wolves that claim to be his family. And he just didn't know what to believe or what to do. I get it. That's her fault for lying in the first place. But, like, you don't let your friend die either. Come on. Catherine gives Klaus some intel while she's being kidnapped by him. Klaus then has a witch go to Carol Lockwood's house and have her fall down the stairs. And so Tyler will show up and be at the hospital so he can take Caroline and Tyler for the ritual. Caroline, being Caroline, is going to check on Carol Lockwood at the hospital, and he is leaving the hospital, and they run into each other. And he's also with Jules. She's like, Tyler, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, Jules. And Jules kind of gives them a minute. Greta and the other witch, I think his name is Maddox, kind of do the little aneurysm brain thing and lock him up somewhere in the tomb, I think. Caroline kind of fills Tyler in on why she thinks they're there, because she thinks they're going to be used for the ritual, and she is correct. She's like, you shouldn't have come back. But why did you leave without saying goodbye? He's like, you want to do this right now? She's like, yeah, if we're going to die, I would like to know. And he's just like, I knew you hated me. She's like, I didn't hate you. I just was hurt. Damon comes to free Caroline. Matt shows up with wooden bullets and shoots the witch, blocking them right in time. So he gets Caroline and is about to leave. And Caroline's like, no, I'm not leaving without him, Damon. I'm not. Because she doesn't abandon her friends. Damon says, don't make me regret this. Tyler bites him that night. Oops. So I kind of talked about this a little bit when I was talking about Matt. This is when Matt kind of helps Caroline stay protected from Tyler and shoots Tyler as a wolf, because Caroline wasn't aware that the transformation was happening a lot faster than it was when she was helping him. So things escalated rather quickly. And when Tyler wakes up, he is on the couch. Matt is gone. After Matt leaves, they have like a cute little scene cuddling on the couch. I wonder if Tyler has any clothes on. I'm pretty sure she just gets under the blanket with him naked. Very cute. Could have been hot. But she's like, you never should have left. He keeps asking, like, why she's there. And she's like, shut up. How about you just thank me for taking care of you again? They kind of get closer and closer. Very cute. So I think she really learns from Tyler being a supernatural that can kill her, that she can be friends with other supernatural creatures, and that it's okay to be friends with other species. And at this point, more vampires have tried to kill her than wolves ever have. So in one of my favorite episodes, The Birthday, they kind of talk about how, like, everybody thinks they're dating. And she's like, that's crazy. We're just friends. Ha ha ha. Yeah, crazy, Tyler says. Talk about how vampirism and werewolfism, I don't know if that's a thing, but how they are hornier because of it. He says he's gonna bring a date to the party. She's like, whatever. And then he does bring a date to the party, and she's definitely jealous. Caroline compels his date to leave. He's like, what the hell, Caroline? What is your problem? You're mad that I'm dating? If you don't want me to date, all you have to do is say something. She's like, what would I say? He's like, oh, come on, Care, don't do that. I already went there with you and you turn me down. And I'm going to keep dating unless you make it crystal clear. And then she kisses him and it's hot. And then they leave the party and go have hot, sexy sex. That night she sneaks out and his mother revives her. Calls some man and has her in a torture chamber. The man happens to be her father. Tyler finds out about this and exposes himself as a werewolf to his mother. He tells Liz what's going on and they save her and get her free. And then we see Klaus turn Tyler into a hybrid, and that's when a lot of things start to change for them. When a werewolf is turned into a hybrid, they are supernaturally loyal to the person that turns them because they no longer have to feel the pain of turning during the full moon every month. A hybrid has the ability to turn whenever they want. Klaus tells Tyler that he has to bite Caroline. Tyler says no, but Tyler still ends up biting Caroline on her birthday. So even though he said no, he still has no free will. And a wolf bite is obviously lethal to a vampire, even a hybrid bite. So I don't know why, but Klaus does end up saving her. I don't know if it's because it's her birthday or if this was his plan or if he was just trying to show like the power that he did have. But that doesn't stop Tyler. Tyler calls Bill Forbes to help him because of his ability to not be compelled. Basically, Bill Forbes says that you have to turn over and over until you no longer feel pain while turning. The first time he does this, he accidentally attacks Bill. Bill knew the risk that he was taking, but he agreed to help because he also messed up with Caroline and wanted to show both of them that he could be different. So Tyler ends up leaving town for a bit and has to turn in the Appalachians. He is no longer sired to Klaus. He comes back with Caroline when she goes there to visit him to tell him that they are going to kill Klaus, and when Klaus dies that he would too. Anybody in his sire line would. They just want to see if it's their sire line too. And he's like, yeah, it's so worth it. I'll die for it. Liz lets Tyler stay at their house the night that he comes back. However, Tyler finds the picture that Klaus drew for her and he gets jealous and he says, I'm going to stay somewhere else tonight. Then Tyler shows up at the 1920s decade dance. Helen's like, what are you doing here? Like, don't stay here. And he's like, no, I'm not leaving. I'm not going to stay here and just let this guy mack all over you. And if I have to pretend I'm sired, I will. Surprise, surprise. Klaus shows up. He's like, who said you could leave town? And then he says, do you mind if I step in? And Caroline's like, yes, actually, we do. He gives Tyler like this siry look. And Tyler's like, no, it's fine. And she goes along with it because she doesn't want to blow Tyler's cover either. So the vampires can't leave the building and they're all trapped there. Klaus, Tyler, Caroline, Stefan, Damon. And Bonnie's trying to get them out. Esther has Elena. Tyler is still jealous and he's like, I shouldn't have let Klaus dance with you. She's like, what choice did you have? And she's like, it doesn't matter how many times I dance with him. I love you. Caroline asks something about Klaus and he's like, maybe he finally realized that you're not going to dump me for him. But Tyler finally has to show Klaus that his sire bond is broken when he needs to save Elena from being drained of all her blood. And he's like, I'm not your side little bitch anymore. Always gets way too excited and way too cocky before Klaus is actually dead. And it always ends up biting him in the ass. So after Elena is turned and Alaric is gone, Alaric outs everybody to the council. And Caroline and Tyler are on the run. However, they all think they're going to die because Klaus is dead. And she starts to see Tyler die. And nobody else in their line dies, even though they all think that they are a part of her line. But it's because Bonnie puts Klaus into Tyler's body and Caroline gets saved by Tyler thinking that it's Tyler, but it's Klaus. And she's like, let's have hot hybrid sex. And he's like, wrong time, love. And she realizes it's not Tyler. And she's like, what the hell did you do to him? Klaus causes a lot of problems for them in the jealousy department, in the control department, in all of the departments, honestly, the mother department. So Tyler is trying to free all the hybrids and he thinks he is being helped by this girl, Haley, who actually needed to unsire the hybrids from Klaus so they could be used in a sacrifice and have Klaus kill them all. When Klaus finds out that Tyler is responsible for all the hybrids being unsired to him, he is searching for Tyler to kill him, but he ends up killing Carol Lockwood instead, causing Tyler to feel more vengeance and rage towards him than he already did before. While he still thinks that Haley was helping him, Klaus kind of thinks that they're dating and he doesn't tell him anything different and they kind of all go along with this ruse. So Klaus doesn't find out what they're actually doing. And Klaus kind of is obsessed with Caroline, not really sure why, but they use Caroline a lot to lure him in or distract him. So she goes and sees him at a bar or the grill or wherever it is and says, I need you to let Elena go. He's like, good form, but I can't. So basically she makes a deal with him in order to free Elena and to save Elena because she is hallucinating and will end up killing herself if she doesn't stop. So Jeremy, who's now one of the five, needs to kill a vampire for her to stop. So she exchanges Elena's freedom and for basically Jeremy being able to kill one of the hybrids that he has. And Tyler is pissed about this. He's like, Kara, that was one of my friends. I said I would protect him. I said he would be fine. And you slaughtered him up. Like, what did you trade him for? And she's like, I agreed to go on a date with him. And he starts smashing things. He's furious. She's like, I thought it would help with the whole Haley thing. He comes up to her the next day and like takes her and was like, I'm gonna take you to Miss Mystic Falls. And Tyler also brings Haley there. But like I said, after his mother dies, he really becomes even more vengeful. And there is a scene where they are going for the cure and Jeremy just killed Cole. Caroline walks in and kind of tells Klaus, like, shut up, you're an idiot, you did all of this to yourself, it's not even worth the calories I burned talking to you. He scoops her up real quick and bites her. That was certainly worth the calories. And although Tyler is vengeful and pissed, he loves Caroline and he would do anything for her, especially in a life or death situation. He grovels to Klaus and says he'll do whatever he wants. Klaus is like, nah, it's cool. Caroline's like, get me out of here. I can't even look at him. And Tyler knows that Klaus cares about her too, and that's why he's jealous. But even though he's jealous and vengeful, he still does one of the most selfless things for her and leaves her alone with Klaus, tells Klaus, this is on you if she dies. Like, if you want to watch her die, go ahead. And it worked. Klaus agrees to let Tyler go free somewhere far away and give him a head start before he kills him because of Caroline. So Klaus is still controlling Tyler in one way or the other. They have this really emotional, cute goodbye scene on the porch. So Tyler gives his house and the deed to Matt Caroline is super upset about this. On prom night, Elena steals Caroline's dress. I was going to say Catherine. And Klaus ends up giving her another one. Caroline leaves the prom early and shows up at Tyler's house before the party. And Tyler happens to be there and says, "You think I would miss prom night?" Klaus is on the porch when he's about to leave and is like, "Was it worth it? Was it worth it to see a smile on her face?" And he's like, "In the shared interest, I'm going to let you go free. I'm going to give you a 5-second head start. 5, 4, 3. And Tyler takes off, but Tyler can't handle like the control that he has over him. He hates him. When Klaus moves, he lets Tyler come back for Caroline. But Tyler still is obsessed with getting revenge on Klaus. He doesn't come to college at first. And when he does, it's to say goodbye. She says, "Tyler, if you leave, like, it's done. We're over. If you care more about your vengeance than me, go ahead. Keep walking." And he keeps walking. So she ends up sleeping with Klaus. And when he comes back, he is like ready to be with her. Catherine lets him find out on purpose because she's a bitch. Love her. Tyler like freaks out on her. Like, "How could you?" Calls her all kinds of names. And Stefan is there and hears this and is like, "She doesn't deserve this, bro." And punches him in the face. Basically keeps giving her shit for this. She's like, "I'm not sorry I did it." And he's like, "I can't forgive you. I'm not that big of a person." And they kind of go their own separate ways. They still remain friends on some level, or at least have interactions with each other.
I think this relationship really taught Caroline how to deal with loss.
And moving on, as well as boundaries and independence, how to accept people for who they are versus how she judges them. And I think that she learned forgiveness because they did have moments where they did betray and hurt each other, but they kind of figured out how to deal with this and how to work through it healthy and learn them how to mature. Like, it taught them how to mature a little bit more emotionally. I do think this is one of her most romantically or sexually healthy relationships that she does have overall, though. Although his vengeance really, he just couldn't let it go. So it is what it is. Now, in my personal opinion, this next relationship that I'm going to talk about helps her gain a lot of confidence, a lot of self-worth, and a lot of strength. I do think Tyler helped her with that a little bit as well. And technically, this never actually becomes an official relationship, but I had to put it down, and it is my favorite relationship for Caroline. I think they both needed each other a lot. And it's okay if you guys don't agree with me. I respect everybody's opinion, and this is a safe place to share yours. The most important part of this is that he never dated Elena. Just kidding, kind of. But knowing that Caroline is super insecure, super jealous, super judgmental, and that everyone she does date does tell her this or has said it in the past to her or somebody else, but not Klaus. Klaus sees her for who she is and sees her true potential from the very get-go. And I think he even sees this before she does in a lot of ways. And even though she does come off as very judgmental, we do see her having some of this judgment towards herself as well, especially in relation to Klaus, because she is definitely 100% attracted to him and she denies it because she is feeling shame for it and guilt. But while she's judging Elena for liking Damon, she is also going through the same thing with herself. The first scene they have together is very small and he just says, "It's okay, love," because he's turning her boyfriend into a hybrid. And you really don't think anything of it. And then the next time they meet, he had just had her boyfriend bite her on her birthday. And he's at her house offering to heal her. He walks in and he's just like, she's like, "Are you going to kill me?" He's like, "On your birthday? Do you really think that low of me?" And she's like, "Yes." And this is the first time you really see Klaus like show a softer side. He's like, "There's a whole world out there, Caroline. And all you have to do is ask for it." And he saves her and heals her. And it's beautiful. And I think that's when people started going nuts for Caroline, but really not sure where the attraction comes from, honestly, still. Probably Esther and Rebecca looking like that. Maybe that's the thing for Cammy too. I don't know. But it was very quick and didn't really make sense, but I'll take it. So he leaves her a bracelet when she wakes up in the morning. It's like a diamond, very pretty, beautiful bracelet. And then Esther and all of the Michelsons are awoken other than Michael. Well, he might be, but he's not there with them. And Esther decides she's going to have a ball and encourages Klaus to invite a date. Klaus sends a dress and an invitation to Caroline's store. Caroline is trying to resist like going, but she knows she's going to, and she knows she's wearing his dress. And that's before she started looking through her closet. Let's be real. She felt some type of way about this gesture in a good and bad way, I feel. She's like, yeah, they're Cinderella fetish, blah, blah, blah. It's so funny. And I also think she partly shows up because she's curious of like why he invited her there. Like, what's his end game? What's he trying to pull here? Like, what is he doing? She shows up and he just like stops mid-laugh and is just like, oh my God, the most gorgeous woman in the entire world just walked in. She's like, I'm gonna need a drink first. They dance. She's outside with a horse. He's like, so you like horses? She's like, I'm not talking to you until you tell me why you invited me here. And he's just like, I fancy you. Is that so hard to believe? And truly, I think it's hard for her to believe because not many people fancy her without her chasing them or like forcing it when it shouldn't be forced. And I get that. He's like, you're beautiful, you're strong, you're full of light, and I enjoy you. Klaus starts to show her artwork and they're in this room together. And she starts flipping out about him siring Tyler and like why he needs his own little personal army and that he never takes the time to get to know people. And that's why people don't like him. And she wants Tyler back. He tells her to leave, but then he draws her a picture and says, thank you for your honesty. The next night, they use Caroline to distract Klaus, and he's at a bar, or the grill, I should say, with Cole. And they are trying to put the rest of the Michelsons down, and they knew it might not work on Klaus, but they did it anyways. She shows up and just rejects him. And honestly, he needs rejection. His ego is huge. So he follows her out into the road and is away from Cole. He's like, come on, Caroline, take a chance. Get to know me. And then she's like, fine, what do you want to talk about? And he's like, you, I want to know about your hopes, your dreams. And he's really the only person that like wants to have these deep conversations with her. And I love that for her. And then Cole goes down and he feels it because they're all still linked, but the dagger doesn't work on him, so it didn't affect him. Which if this was her whole entire plan in the first place, I'm not really sure. I'm confused at this, but okay. I mean, I guess maybe because there was no spell work that needed to be done with Bonnie and Abby yet. And everybody knows that Klaus is obsessed with Caroline. Tyler goes to the dance, even though he was trying to stay low, keep a low profile away from Klaus. But Klaus shows up and he's like, let me dance with your girl. And he has to pretend that he's sired. Caroline's like, no, we're good. I'm good. But she does it anyway, partly because I think she wants to, partly because I think that she doesn't want to blow Tyler's cover. He's like, you mark my words, one day, in a year, in a century, you will turn up at my door. A small town boy and a small town life won't be enough for you, even though he's like the only boy in the entire world that like leaves his town. So whatever. But he's like, you should be nice to me. I'm leaving town. And he only comes to the dance for her. And he continually lets her distract him and plots against him just to spend time with her. And that's love. I'm sorry, but that's friggin' love. So now they're all trapped in the school while Esther runs off with Elena. Esther is creating Alaric to be this super crazy vampire original upgrade that can take down her children. And Klaus finds this out. He shows up at Elena's house and he's like, yeah, I'm here to just get a few road trip necessities. Spare tire, flashlight, doppelganger. He's about to burn down the Gilbert house when the Salvatore brothers step outside and say Caroline and Elena have been held hostage by Rick. So he goes in there and he helps them. The first person that he saves is Caroline. He comes right up from behind and is like, Caroline, shh, it's me. You're safe. You're okay. You're good. You're safe. You go straight home and don't do anything else. We'll save Elena. He's like, do you understand? Go straight home and lock your door. Do you understand? And she's like, yes. But it was cute and beautiful and I loved every minute of it. And he is able to get free because of Elena when he's fighting Alaric. And he takes Elena with him and drains her of her blood. And Tyler sees this and then he uses the Sirebond, and then that doesn't work. Elena falls down and hits her head because she has like blood loss. And that's when she started hemorrhaging and Jeremy brings her to the hospital. Klaus is tied up in chains and Bonnie finds a way to save Klaus and put Klaus into Tyler's body. While everybody thinks they're dead and Caroline is about to be on the run, she gets caught. Tyler's mom keeps blowing up Tyler's phone. And while Klaus is in Tyler's body, he finally just answers it and finds out why. And Caroline, he goes and saves Caroline and lets Rebecca know, like, little sister, keep him busy. Caroline is so excited that Tyler is still alive. She starts making out with him. We're going to be fugitives on the run. This is our life. Let's have hot hybrid vampire sex. And he's like, whoa, 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 slow down. Wrong time, wrong equipment. Love. And she figures that out. She's like, oh my God, did you just call me love? What did you do with Tyler? And he's like, you were the one that was all over me. He's like, you know, this is why I like you, because of your brain. So Klaus kind of meets Haley and assumes that Tyler and Haley are keeping a secret, that they were hooking up. And they are keeping a secret, but it's actually that they're working together to plot against Klaus and the hybrids that he sired. So Caroline, Tyler, and Haley kind of all go along with this little thing. And Klaus knows that Caroline only comes up to him to distract him or when somebody is trying to make a move against him or get something from him that he needs to be away from. But he lets her do it time and time again. She's like, I need you to release Elena. He's like, I can't do that. She's like, why? He's like, because she needs my protection. He's like, I just want you to know if Tyler was still sire to me, he wouldn't have hurt you. I wouldn't have let him. And I just love it so much, like how much he cares for her. And like based upon like how little he even knew about her, he cared for her. It was very accurate on what he did know about her. And nobody else, including herself, really saw this in her. So now Caroline is like, Elena's free and we lost her. Oops. He tries to take off. She tries to stop him. He's like, Caroline, you're beautiful, but if you do not shut up, I will kill you. He's like, we found a way to save her. And for a date, he agrees to let Jeremy kill one of the hybrids, I mean. And she thinks this is a good idea because they need to stop Elena from dying. And it will help keep up the pretenses with Tyler and Haley. This not only makes him angry about the control that he has over these creatures he's creating, but the control that he has over Caroline and his relationship because of the secrets that he needs to keep others safe, and kind of intensifies his jealousy. He walks up to Caroline like, how did I know I'd find you at the helm of the ship? And he's like, you promised me a date. She's like, yeah, at a movie theater with 3 seats in between us so I can avoid you. And he knows things about her, like her being Miss Mystic Falls. He has her application. So while they're at Miss Mystic Falls together, she says he's absolutely perfect. They have some cute flirtatious moments. She asks him about the cure. He gives her a very cute story about a hummingbird. It's very deep. It shows another soft side of him, which we don't see often at this point, especially. Tyler is there with Haley and he's just like, oh, I'm so sorry, love. Or basically. He has her application to Miss Mystic Falls and they kind of giggles at her a little bit, makes a little bit of fun, but they have fun together. While she's yelling at Elena for being completely different and liking Damon, Klaus is like, relax, love, you're making a scene. And Caroline's like, how am I the bad guy? And he's like, let's go get a drink. I'll tell you all about being the bad guy. It's just cute. They're cute. Their chemistry is great. Again, he lets her distract him and while all his hybrids are about to be, like, so Stefan can get into his house and all this other stuff. And then he ends up killing all his hybrids because they had all been unsired by Tyler. And he almost kills Tyler, but he kills Carol instead because Tyler is gone. And that's his only option to hurt him. And while Damon is compelled by Cole to kill Jeremy and he needs Jeremy alive, he's watching Damon. He's like, what is it that you say to Elena? Why does she forgive you? And he's like, I have a feeling this is about a certain blonde vampire in Carol Lockwood. And it is. He wants Caroline to forgive him because he does care about her. Ben Cole ends up dying at the hands of Jeremy. Bonnie traps him in the Gilbert house. Caroline comes by to see what Tyler is doing and says, like, don't stoop down to his level. And as soon as Caroline walks in, Klaus gets off the couch and he's like, hello, Caroline. And tries to, like, put his input in. Oh, we're even. Like, you killed my brother. And you can tell he's heard about Cole. He does love Cole as well. He's like, your mother's dead. My brother's dead. We're even. And she's just like, bitch, are you delusional? Let's not forget about Aunt Jenna, who used to live here. And there's a list. She goes on. And she's like, you know what? I'm not even going to engage in this. You're not even worth the calories I burn talking to you. And he swoops her in, stakes her, swoops her in, and bites her. He says, well, that was certainly worth the calories. And he refuses to cure her to get back at Tyler. And then she says, get me out of here. I can't even look at him. And Klaus is upset by this. His face is like, oh my God, what did she just say? She can't look at me. She hates me. What did I do? Fuck. And then Tyler leaves her with Klaus, knowing that he will cure her, which is big of Tyler. And somehow she magically pops up on the couch and she's like, how could you do this to him? How could you do this to me? He's like, call it pure boredom or evil. And she's like, I don't believe it. She's like, you're hurt, which proves you're human. And he's like, how could you possibly think that? She's like, I know you're in love with me and anybody capable of love is capable of being saved. She's like, I've seen it. I've caught myself wondering if I could forget all the horrible things that you've done. And he's like, well, you can't, can you? And she's basically just like, I guess we'll never know. And she starts like wigging out and like almost dying. And he's just like, Caroline, oh no. And then he's like, fuck, I gotta save her. I can't prove my point to Tyler. And he's like, when I get out of here, I'm gonna kill Tyler. I'm gonna chase him to the ends of the earth. I have to. I have a reputation to hold. And then they start talking about something. And she's just like, we all want the cure. He's like, do we? Walks up to her all seductively. Do you? You prefer who you are now to the girl you once were. ageless, fearless,
strong.
He just knows everything about her. He like sees how strong she is as a person, and she really needs that. And she sees the good in him. And after he kind of helps Tyler and Caroline figure out the cure thing and says, "You and I are the same, Caroline." She's just like, "Then show me your compassion that I would show you. Let Tyler go. You see how much I love him and how much I'm afraid to lose him." And he agrees to give him a head start, says, "Tell him to run as far away as he can." And they have their little goodbye moment on the porch. All of a sudden, after he leaves, Klaus is let free. Klaus sees Caroline sitting on the swing and walks over to her, and she kind of looks frightened. He's like, "Don't worry, love. You know I would never hurt you." She's like, "How are you free?" He's like, "I assume something bad must have befallen your friend Bonnie." He's like, "I've shown mercy, pity, kindness, all for you, Caroline. It was all for you." And then he storms off the porch and leaves. And then at some point, Tyler gives the house deed to Matt. And Caroline is very upset by this. And we have Elena running around without her humanity, telling Caroline to let Klaus ruffle up her feathers. The dirty thoughts you have about Klaus. And Catherine is running around with a cure somewhere. Caroline is kind of drinking out of these nasty cups from a party. Klaus walks into the Salvatore mansion. He makes some jokes about a sanitary cup, and she's pissed at him because Tyler gave Matt the deed to his house, and that means he's never coming back, and she blames him. And he's like, "You can't hate me for what I did to Tyler because he deserved that." And she's like, "Yes, the fuck I can. Watch me." She tells him to leave. Stefan's like, "Actually, we need his help because we don't know what we're dealing with Silas, and we need an original on our team." Ben helps Stefan convince him why they need him, and that all of the supernatural dead beings from the other side are going to come back, and some of them might be his enemies. It's like, all right, my interest has peaked. So the three of them work together to kind of stop the expression triangle from happening, or they try to stop it from happening. Klaus tells Stefan not to underestimate the power of darkness, the allure to darkness. Even the purest of hearts are drawn to it. And Caroline's like, shit, maybe I can't hate him. And she's taken this like in. She doesn't want to like him, but she just is attracted to him. And you know, it's not a crime to love what you cannot explain. Am I right? But she's still dealing with insecurities and what it is to be a good and bad person. And I think he teaches her like there is no good or bad person. We are all just people trying. And I'm not saying Klaus isn't evil, because he's totally evil and he revels in it. He likes being evil. But I'm just saying, like, she learns a lot from him. And they're walking in the woods, and she's just like, "There is no allure to darkness." He's like, "I was talking to Damon and Elena, but clearly that struck a chord with you." He's like, "Oh, so you've never felt the allure, the attraction to somebody who's capable of horrible things, but for some reason only cares about you?" And she's just like, "I did once when I thought he was worth it." Then she turns around and kills 12 witches to save her one friend Bonnie. There was a lot of math jokes made against her today in this episode, and he helps her bury all the witches, or pretty much buries them for her, and says basically now Silas has everything he wants. And she's like, "Well, they were going to kill Bonnie." And he's like, 12 people and all the people that are going to come, or one person? I know arithmetic's not your strong suit, but you still killed 12 people." And she's like, "Oh my God." And then like you think he's going to comfort her, but he's just like, "Why don't you go find somebody less terrible?" Because he's hurt, and hurt people hurt people. And right after she leaves, Silas comes up to him and convinces him that he's staked with the white oak. And he's actually not staked, but he calls Caroline in, and Caroline comes and like ends up taking it out of him, well, distracts him. He's like, "I actually don't owe you anything. I don't even know why I'm helping you. If you're going to be rude like this, like friendship 101, show me I can trust you." She's about to like leave and walks away from him, and he's like, "Don't you dare turn your back on me." And she's like, "I should have turned my back on you ages ago." And he kind of just stops. He's like, the pain is gone. You kept my mind off of it. So like Silas gets into his head, and they're both a little unsettled by that alone. Next episode is prom night, and Elena, no humanity Elena, takes Caroline's dress from her at the shop. So Caroline goes to Klaus and is like, "Please help me. I need a prom dress." And he's kind of laughing at her a little bit, but he definitely hooks her up with a dress. I really didn't like it that much. I thought they could have done better, but it is what it is, you know? Cute. That's what it is. Also, when she's helping him with Silas and she leaves, he's like, "Thank you for today." And she's just like, "Yeah, whatever. Like, are you gonna," he's like, "friends?" And she's like, "Are you gonna let Tyler back?" And he's just like, "I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not exactly chasing him." Just wanted to mention that as well. So prom night comes, he gives her a dress. She leaves early because she's aggravated with Elena and wanted Tyler to be there. Goes to the after party, which is held in the Lockwood mansion. Tyler is there, and he's like, "You didn't think I was gonna miss prom night, did you?" And she's just like, "Oh my God," and has like the best night because of it. He leaves before the party starts, and Klaus is waiting for him on the porch, and he's like, "Was it worth it to see her smile?" And it was definitely, I think that's why Klaus was even there, to point out A, a power move,
Two, to see her have the best night of her life. He really does care about her. I don't know why else he was there, honestly. Not sure. He lets Tyler go because he wants to give Caroline the best prom night of her life. They both do. That's why he snuck there. That's why Klaus is letting him go. So in the originals episode 420, if that one is done in Klaus's perspective, where the pilot of the originals is in Elijah's perspective, Klaus calls Caroline and says, I'm standing in one of my favorite cities and all I want to do is show it to you. And that cute little phone call message that comes back later. And so he's kind of out of town after this because he's a daddy. So we do see him make an appearance as Silas, which is basically things, whatever Silas is saying is coming from your brain in some way, shape, or form. So whatever Klaus is saying to Caroline is coming from the parts that Caroline wants to hear. He says, I never meant to go without saying goodbye. She's like, you don't owe me an explanation. Just go. Like, I understand if you need to move on. Like, that was never my intention to move on. I tried to stop thinking about you, but I can't. Come to New Orleans with me. And it's not until he says something that only Elena said to her, the ruffled feathers thing, that she figures out it's Silas and not Klaus, but it's really, I like that. So she invites him to her graduation, but she's also blowing his phone up because she is trying to get the cure for Damon and wants him to hurry up and get there. And she doesn't know if he's actually coming. He doesn't like RSVP, I don't know. And as the 12 witches, because Silas was able to start the expression triangle, as the 12 witches are there attacking her and her friends, Klaus comes in at the nick of time and whoosh, graduation cap cuts off the witch's head, and her and Klaus kind of just look at each other like, oh, thank you so much, baby. But later on after the graduation, they kind of talk to each other and she's like, how did you get here so fast? He's like, I was already on my way. And this is probably one of their best scenes right here. He's like, I assume you want cash? And she's like, that or a mini fridge. He's like, well, I wanted to get you a first class ticket to join me in New Orleans, but I knew you wouldn't say yes, so I opted for something that I knew you would accept. Tyler is free to return to Mystic Falls. She's looking at him like, what? What's the catch? And then Klaus says to her, he is your first love. I intend to be your last, however long it takes. And how can you not love a man, or even like, how can you at least not care about a man or want a man who is saying some shit like that to you, however long it takes? He's immortal, bro. That could take like, they're both immortal. That could take forever. And he doesn't care. And Tyler doesn't really come back because he's too obsessed with his vengeance. And he ends up leaving when Caroline says, if you leave me for your vengeance, then I'm going to, it's over. We're done forever. And in season 5, episode 11 of The Vampire Diaries, Klaus comes back to town to kind of gloat over Catherine's corpse and they hook up. He's like, I'll leave without torturing Catherine if you answer me honestly. I want your confession. She's like, confession about what? I didn't do anything. Confession about me. She's like, I'm in college. I'm planning a life for myself, a future. And none of those things involve you. And he's like, oh, but if you promise to never return, I'll tell you what I want. And he's like, I promise. And she's like, yes, I cover our connection with hostility because I would hate myself for the things I want from you. And kisses him. And then they have sex against a tree and it's super hot. It's what I really needed the next morning. On the originals, 112, Marcel is like, wow, you should really go to Mystic Falls more often. You seem to be in a great mood. And Tyler returns and Caroline's just like, I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty for sleeping with him. Think whatever you want of me. I don't care anymore. I see the good in people. That's who I am. And I think that Klaus really instilled that confidence in her. Enzo even kind of makes a comment like, I heard you have a thing for guys with accents. And in season 7, we start to see like flash forwards, I should say. 2-3 years in the future from when season 7 takes place. And Caroline has her twins at this point. She drives to New Orleans to find Klaus because she's in trouble and she wants his help. She tells her daughter, we're going to go see mommy's friend. And in the present day, Stefan is on the run from Raina Cruz's blade. Stefan ends up at St. James because of the anti-magic properties or spell that was put on it. Klaus starts asking about Caroline to Stefan. How is she? And then Stefan explains like her magical pregnancy. And he's like, well, she's not their mother. Klaus is like, okay, buddy. So she carried these babies in her womb. She gave birth to them. And then she's just going to give those cooing little faces over to Alaric. Yeah, that sounds like the Caroline I remember. I love how he knows her better than anybody else before she even knows herself, really. He helps her grow into herself, I think, personally. And Klaus says, if you love her as much as you say you do, then why aren't you with her? And he kind of lies and says Damon is the reason he had to get away, which is partly true, partly not. He sees his mark on his chest and knows that it's Raina Cruz and tells him to get the hell out of his town. Seven's like, but if I leave, she'll kill me. If you stay, I'll kill you, he says. All of a sudden, after Stefan leaves, a phone starts going off. It's Stefan's. Caroline is on it. I love this scene. He picks it up. Hello, love. She's like, who is this? He's like, ouch, has it really been that long? I'm sorry, I just remember every single Klaus and Caroline scene. They live in my head, rent free. They are definitely my Roman Empire. But basically, he ensures her Stefan's safety and says that he'll help Stefan and tells her it's not a crime to love, but you cannot explain, saying that it's okay if she loves the babies. He knows she does. And also says sorry about Liz's death. And I just love Klaus and Caroline together. Not that it actually ever really happens, but you know what I mean. So Klaus comes to the assumption that Stefan ended up with a blade in his chest because of Caroline. He was trying to protect her. So he ends up asking Stefan that. And Stefan's like, no, it was for Damon. And he's like, well, let her go. I've watched my brother lose everything that he loves while doing the same thing for me. So if you love her, let her go. Stefan and Haley have a little chat about Caroline. Oh, that's your phone screen? I know her. Klaus used to have a thing for her. I think I snapped her neck once. When Klaus's sire line has been broken from him, Stefan is about to leave. And he's like, I hope this is our last goodbye. I hope I don't have to see you again, Stefan says to Klaus. Is this it? Klaus answers, well, it depends. Are you going to do the right thing? He's like, by whom? I assume you don't mean my brother. He's like, by her. And he's like, I love her. I know you did once too. I will always do the right thing by her. And I think this is why Stefan actually ends up like letting her be in Texas. And he tells Klaus that he has people looking out for him too and that he really should thank some of them. And he's like, they had to do that. Their life was on the line too. And he was like, not Haley's. I mean, it is the father of her child, but still Haley does care about Klaus. And low-key little Stefussi does, too. After Stefan is dead, Caroline gets the Salvatore boarding house and Alaric. And Klaus gives them a rather charitable donation, telling Caroline in his letter that he always knew she was going to do great things, but he never expected her to exceed his expectations by being so honorable. I think he signs it however long it takes or something like that. So after that, years have gone by. Rebecca asks Caroline to kind of track down Klaus, and she does. And I did not expect this to happen when I was watching the show, but my Caroline heart was super happy. Candace King didn't even know why she said yes to this, and she probably shouldn't have to do the season 5 because she just had a baby and all this other stuff. But honestly, I thank her so much, Candace King or Agala or whatever her name is at this point in time, for doing that because I needed that more than I ever even thought possible. Caroline specifically has helped me heal through a lot of things. He's murdering some family in France and she runs up on him and chokes him up against the wall. And he's just like, hello, love. She's like, why don't you pick on somebody your own size? And in the scene, you realize that Caroline is not the same teenage girl or young mother that she was when we first are introduced to her or when we had last seen her. Even, I guess, the death of a husband on your wedding day and being a mother can change you in a lot of ways. He's like, at the moment, I'm trying not to flatter myself that you're here on a sudden whim to see me. Why are you here, Caroline? She's like, I hear you don't pick up the phone these days. He's like, so on Haley's behalf, actually, Rebecca called. Again, sorry, I just can't help myself. And she's like, I don't know what you think this is, but I was married, divorced on the same day. I have 2 kids. I run an entire school that your daughter attends, you know, the daughter you haven't asked me about yet. And she is not afraid to call him out about neglecting his kid. And I get like, there's a reason. And he's like, I can't be around her. She's like, doesn't stop you from using a phone, bro. She's heard all the stories like that we've all heard over the past 5 years that you've gone mad. And he's like, as you see. And she's like, but standing here, you seem only normal crazy to me. And she's going on about how Hope's beautiful and talented and smart. Too smart for her own good. And they both say at the same time, like her father. And he's like, oh shit, this bitch does still love me. And she makes him clean it up. And he's like, I don't know why we're bothering with all of this. And she's like, it's a historical building. Just scrub. She's like, maybe you started off playing it as an act, but I think along the way you've gone crazy. Like, what are you doing? This is worse. This is not okay, even for you, Klaus. he's like, I find I'm not good without Elijah. They have this, like, it's a heart-to-heart. I think she's the first person he really opened up to about it. I don't know, maybe Bex, but he's like, over the centuries, we've been parted at times, but this is worse than if he were dead. He's like, I lost my brother. And she's like, well, you still have a daughter. He's like, she's better off without me, too. I know the agony that a father causes. And she's like, stop blaming Michael. That was like 1,000 years ago. Stop blaming Michael and using it as an excuse to be a bad father. Yo, and I love her for that because, like, she advocates on Hope's behalf so much, even more than Haley does. And I know Haley knows that he loves her and that this is what he needs to do right now. But even Haley doesn't say this shit to him, and I'm glad that she does. She's like, nobody is better without their father. As a girl who spends a lot of time missing her father, I know what I'm talking about. And I also think you're somebody worth knowing. And I love it. And then Caroline pays a visit after Hope runs away with a boy from school, saying that she's missing. And he's like, oh my God, what? She's like, okay, my tracking class is on it. And he's like, what do? We just wait here and sip rancid diner coffee. And they have a really good heart-to-heart about Hope and what a parent is. And they kind of like talk about their relationship before. He's like, yeah, I became a father just as she became a truant. Caroline's like, she's not a truant. Like, this happens. This is normal. He's like, you act like it's a rite of passage. She's like, it was for me. If there was a bad boy in a 5-mile radius, I would have found him. And some were even way too old for me. And they both kind of blush a little bit. He's like, but I'm sure some had the purest of intentions. And she's like, maybe. And then the tracking class failed. So they did not find the location. She's like, we still got the location though. Let's go find my iPhone. So as they're driving, he's just like, do you regret the time we spent together? She's like, whoa, you want to do this right now? Okay, if it will prevent you from killing a little teenage boy, sure. She's like, no, I don't regret the time we spent together. No, I don't regret meeting you. I think you represented something for me back then, and I think I represented something for you back then. I wonder if we had met now, would you even notice me? He's like, it would be impossible not to notice you, Caroline. Ugh. So they realize that this is not just like a random little teenage thing, and that Greta is this boy's mom, and Hope is really in trouble, so they go and they end up finding her. And at this point, Haley's a vampire, not a hybrid, which is why they're able to find her, I think, because the cloaking spell will be down because it was made for a hybrid and not just a vampire. Klaus and Caroline show up, and then Elijah shows up behind them and snaps Caroline's neck, and she goes home to be with her daughters and sends Klaus a letter saying she's sorry and explaining why she had to go back to her daughters. So everyone around them, all the witches, are telling Klaus that Hope is going to die soon. Hope knows this herself. Klaus has an idea. He goes to Mystic Falls and he begs Caroline to help her. They have a moment like, where do you keep the, she's given a tour to like magical parents. And he's like, where do you keep the hybrids, in the root cellar? She's like, hold on, Bob, let me show you where the toilets are. I just have to go help my new janitor. She's like, we had a deal. You weren't supposed to ever come back here. He's like, that was a long time ago and I'm desperate. He begs her to let her daughters help get the magic out of Hope and put it into him. And he wants her to make good on his promise by killing her. She's like, I was just a kid back then. I mean, by killing Klaus. Basically, Klaus begs her. She's like, all right, fine. So she lets Klaus talk to her twins to tell them what they need to do because he needs it to be a siphon witch. No other witch can help him. He's like, I cannot let my daughter die, but I assure you, I will not endanger yours, Caroline. Please, I'm begging you. So she says, okay. She brings him to talk to Lizzie and Josie. Alaric walks in and he's like, no, 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 hell no. Shoots him first and is like, whatever the hell this ain't happening. He locks Klaus up in one of the cells and he's talking to Caroline about this. He's like, I get you that your intentions are good, but he's like, think about it, Caroline. Like, this man is a cockroach who can't be stamped out ever. And you think that the ocean can't even hold him down, care? And of course, I want to help Hope. She's a student here. I care about her. And Rick says something like, you're going to bring Baltimore to campus and then give him more evil power? That's going to go well. And Klaus breaks out of the cell and says, hey, like, this might be okay for a baby werewolf navigating puberty, but not good for me. I'm free. He's right. I have a white stake. Rick's right. I can't be kept down. I plan to kill myself for good. And she's like, oh my God, what? Where do you even get a white oak stake? And they have a little talk and she's just like, maybe we can find another way. And he's like, we can always find another way, but we just don't have time to do that. Hope is going to die today and I can't allow that to happen. And she tells him, I'm going to convince Rick to help you because this is what I always wanted for you. I always wanted you to be good and to do the right thing. And she just like, I wish, why didn't you tell me what you were going to do? Like, Stefan didn't tell me when he died either. He's like, either way, she's like, what, did you think I would stop you? He's like, either way, I didn't want to know. Caroline tells Elijah and Elijah is pissed. Hope feels betrayed. Klaus and Caroline are in Mystic Falls Town Square. And he's like, thank you for trusting me with your daughters and helping mine. And then she tells him about the time that when she was in trouble, she drove to New Orleans and tried to find him. He wasn't there. But basically what she was trying to say is that she wasn't the villain. She always knew he wasn't the villain in her story. They almost kiss, but then the bell tower goes off and she's like, oh, we gotta go. And they don't kiss. But it doesn't happen. He does take, like, the twins do take the magic out of Hope before she transforms, or while she's transforming, and put it into Klaus. But Hope sees what he did and snaps his neck and brings him home, where Elijah, you know, kind of takes in some of this magic like he has always done for 1,000 years. And then Caroline just kind of shows up on Klaus's doorstep and he's like, Caroline, I figured I would come by while you're contemplating killing yourself. And he's like, well, if you've come to talk me out of it, it's not going to happen. She's like, and then she plays the voicemail that he left her all those years ago. She saved it for 15 plus years, bro. She's like, he's like flattered that she saved it. And she's like, you owe me a tour. And they go off and he shows her the city and all the things that he loves about it. He says when he first moved there, he met another girl, obviously Cammy. And she's like, oh, is it another blonde? And he's like, you have a type, she said, I mean. And he's like, yeah, strong, beautiful, fierce, and a heart bigger than the sun. And she's like, yeah, and a boatload of patience or whatever. She's like, come on, let's go get some drinks. And they go get drinks and they're talking. He asks her, would you even be here if I had longer to live? She's like, I'd probably let you chase me around for a couple centuries. That was always the fun part anyways. Caroline tells him, you need to say goodbye to Hope. I know your endgame isn't to damage her. You need to give her the chance to say goodbye. And he's just like, I don't know how to say goodbye. She says, try this. One of you stands, walks away, no matter how hard it is or how much you want to look back. You don't. But you'll know the not looking means that I'll never forget you. And then she leans in and kisses him, and she does exactly that. And they both have a lot of mentions separately in Legacies, but there's like one or two where they're mentioned together. And I think the first one is when Hope, well, Lizzie is making Hope run for Miss Mystic Falls because she just wants their school to win. And she decides that Hope's chances are better than her chances because of both of her parents being dead, which is so messed up. But she gives this dress to Hope to wear. And when Hope is wearing it dancing, Josie comes in like, did you even think about anybody but yourself ever? Like, how do you think Hope is gonna feel wearing that dress? And Lizzie's like, she should feel fantastic. She looks great. She's like, when she finds out where that came from. And she's like, what? It came from some guy who used to crush on mom. Josie's like, Klaus Michelson, Lizzie, Hope's father. It was the dress that he got her for the Michelson ball. And she has the vampire that she's dancing with kind of listen on what they're talking about because she doesn't, they were all like kind of feuding a little bit, like fighting. And he's like, your dad gave her, your Caroline, this dress. She's like, my dad picked up his dress. And she like starts crying. So that was really cute. And then there's an alternate reality where Caroline and Klaus are on the run together being hunted, and they kind of make it seem like they're a ship And I'm happy with that. However, they both make an appearance in the final episode and they do not have any type of interaction with each other. And I'm a little upset about it, but I'll get over it. And there are two more relationships about that I'm going to cover. And the next one is going to be Caroline and Stefan. And I am running out of time, so I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. So I do like Stefan and Caroline together. And I liked them less before I started doing the research for this episode. Because honestly, they're not my end game. Obviously, Caroline and Klaus are for me. But I feel a little bit better about them after everything. They have a lot of moments that go really far back when they were friends. And I did like them when they were friends. I enjoyed that. When Stefan first arrives in Mystic Falls, Caroline is like very intrigued. He flat out tells her, Caroline, you and me, never going to happen. And she has it hurts her, obviously. And she just is like, why am I never the one? But Stefan being Stefan still cares about people in general and knows that Damon is using her to get against, as a toy in his plan, as a mouse to a cat. And actually, it's kind of cute. Like in season one, they actually dance. That's when they have their first dance. And he uses her drink and revains it to get to Damon. Her and Matt go on a double date with Stefan and Elena. And that's where we see a lot of Caroline's insecurities come out and Stefan's just like, whatever. But he agrees with Caroline and it's like, yeah, let's go on this date. We need to do this for fun. To Elena, obviously. And after she turns, he stops Damon from killing her, first of all, and does everything in his power. He gets her a daylight ring. He helps her breathe through and teaches her how to control. She's like, now you want me to feed on bunnies and I'm kind of freaking out here. In episode 5, she saves Stefan and Damon from Liz. And she asks Stefan, like, you good now? Because she tried to get him to drink human blood. And he's like, I'm not going to do that. And she's like, did you get some bunny in you? It's so funny. When Stefan is in the well vervain, she helps him get out of it. Elena uses Caroline to distract Stefan and she's like, how come you're such a good friend to me? And he's like, well, you remind me of somebody. You remind me of my friend Lexi. And he knows that she's trying to distract him. At some point he figures it out, but he's like, I'm not going to tell Damon, he'll kill you. Obviously I'm not going to do that. So they're like, have a good friendship and it gets better, honestly, but then it gets worse and that's where it's ruined for me. But let's just go along. When Caroline is taken by the wolves, Stefan has Bonnie and Elena go to her house. He checks on her first and she's like, no, but he grabs Elena and Bonnie anyways and is like, hey, she really needs this. This is what happened. And brings them to her house for her. And I love that. But he's like, you don't have to pretend with me. I know that was a lot that you went through. You can tell me. And she's like, no, I'm good. But then that's when he goes and gets Bonnie and Elena. Stefan and Caroline also dance at the 60s. Decade dance when he's trying to fill her in. It's weird because he's supposedly a man who doesn't dance, but I swear he dances with Caroline at like every dance that exists, but okay. Caroline tells Elena that Stefan looks better in a tux and that she should be taking him. Stefan takes the bullets out of Tyler in season 4 when the hunter shoots him for Caroline, and Stefan is really worried about Elena and they're trying to convince her like the right things to do and how to loosen up. And Caroline's just like, you know, you're really good at this. You saved my vampire life. Now you're saving hers. You could write a book. And I think that's kind of I think that's a joke, because when this show starts out, Stefan's like, I am a vampire and this is my story. And this whole thing is written by Stefan. That's why it's so like Elena centric. And it ends with him dying. She's like, yeah, you could write a book or go on The View. And it's just like a funny, cute moment. And Caroline and Stefan really rely on each other a lot. They really have a great friendship and they talk to each other about all kinds of things. He tells her that he's afraid to like enjoy the little things in life and be a vampire with Elena while she's going through it. And she's like, I'll be your sober sponsor. And then Elena breaks up with him. Well, they mutually kind of break up, kind of. And she's just like, what do you mean? She can't have feelings for Damon. That's Damon and you're you.
I'm revolted. And she, her and Klaus kind of, I mean, Klaus is helpful in this situation, but her and Stefan kind of figure out together that Elena is sired to Damon. Elena is being hunted and going through a breakup with Stefan. So Stefan lets Liz and Caroline let Stefan stay at their house. Caroline feels bad lying to Stefan and says that they slept together. She's like, if I'm going to be your friend in your time of need, you're going to need to be punctual. Are you going to join civilization? She kind of pushes him and encourages him. She tells Stefan that Tyler is planning to kill Klaus, so he needs to get the sword. And they work together with distraction and sneakiness. But Rebecca tricks them and keeps them all together and kind of like goes all mean girl, Breakfast Club edition, and is kind of compelling, trying to get the details out of the situation. She's loving the tea. And then she has Tyler kind of chase Caroline and all of them until the death. She compels them. And while Elena is being trapped there and she has her humanity off, Caroline is like, Stefan, you need to like take your own advice, enjoy life. I'm your sober coach. I'm right here. I think I would have liked it better if they gotten together around this time frame. But that wasn't going to happen with Klaus existing. She's like, we're at a party with a bunch of hot girls. Just enjoy it a little bit. He's like, what, am I supposed to just walk up to a girl, throw her over my shoulder and start dancing with her? She's just like, no, but like, enjoy yourself. And then he picks her up and throws her over his shoulder and they dance together. And it's actually kind of cute. So at prom, after Elena steals Caroline's dress, Stefan sees that she's like aggravated and like, come on, Caroline, why don't you dance with me? And then he tells her, this is kind of affecting me more than it's affecting her. Like, I thought like it hurts because I'm feeling the feels and she's just an emotionless vampire. And Caroline tells him, one day you'll have moved on without even realizing it. You'll meet someone new and you'll fall madly in love. And I'm pretty sure he brings that up in his wedding vows, which is super cute as well. So when they like finally kill Silas, Stefan's a little upset. Caroline realizes this. She's like, we need to celebrate. And then she's like, what's wrong? And he's like, I was just hoping to see somebody today. And Lexi pops up and was like, you mean me? And Lexi kind of thanks Caroline for taking care of him. And Lexi notices like there's something between them. I don't know if that's next season or this season, but she notices it, I think, both times. So when Stefan is drowning in like a thing, she helps him a little bit with Catherine too. But what I've never understood is that like if Caroline and Stefan were very close, like I understand why Elena and Damon didn't talk to Stefan, but why was Caroline like not checking on him? They were supposed to have this great friendship, and I know she was all college obsessed, but I'm like really mad at all of them for not noticing Bonnie or Stefan. And then when Ketsia turns off, like gets rid of his memories, and he realizes like why Elena and Damon haven't said anything about them being together is because like he realizes what's going on. He realizes, oh, like you're with my brother. Cool, cool, cool. He's like, Caroline Forbes, my best friend. She's like, you remember me? He's like, nah, I studied your picture. You're way hotter in person. And he almost kills Jesse, but she comes up and checks on him after that. She finds out Bonnie's dead. He's like, she's like, I have nothing. I have no one. He's like, you have me. He's like, I'm sorry I don't remember, but I'm going to be here for you. From what I can tell, you were there for me last night and you're always there for me. And I love it. It's pretty cute. She tries helping Stefan with the PTSD. Catherine ends up being a little bit more useful in this scenario. Stefan is trying to get Caroline to help her with Damon and Elena. And she's like, I can't do that. I can't help you. I don't think Damon's good for her. And he's like, imagine if somebody didn't like you or didn't help you because of the person you were attracted to. And she's like, why? What do you know? She had just slept with Klaus. And it's hilarious. He's like, why should I know something? And then when he finds out about Klaus, he and what Tyler is saying to her, he punches Tyler in the face and assures her that like, you wouldn't be here right now if somebody hated somebody because of who they slept with. Like, I just slept with Catherine. What did you think of me? Gross. What did you think of that? She's like, gross, but
you're still here. They kind of figure out that Catherine is in Elena's body together. They both feel horrible for not really knowing what was going on. Stefan kind of dies for Caroline when the travelers are, like, against the travelers. He does luckily come back. It was also to get rid of the other doppelganger. But they both kind of try to protect each other in those moments. But while he is, his brain is being kind of fried to figure out where Tom Avery is, Caroline is going to go and she, like, threatens the travelers. If you do that again, I'm going to kill you. And she goes to kill Tom Avery and Stefan tells her not to. And she's like, no, I have to do this for you. Enzo goes with her and ends up being the one to kill Tom Avery. And he's like, I knew that you wouldn't. Not that you couldn't, but I knew you wouldn't. And she's feeling guilty about it. And he's like, do you just realize that you're feeling guilty about not killing someone? Like, you're a good person, Caroline Forbes. And they kind of like cuddle and sleep together. And it's kind of cute. And then they get woken up and Caroline's sees that he's being hurt and is like, take my hand. And then he starts getting these visions and he calls Caroline and he's like, you know how I call you, call me all the time and tell me that you're crazy and I tell you you're not? Well, I need you to tell me I'm not crazy right now. And she's like, can't make any promises. And then he explains to her, she's like, no, you're not crazy. Because it was like the visions with Elena. And she's pretty upset that both Elena and Stefan kept her out of the loop with Enzo and that she felt awkward. And he's like, I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to think less of me. Because I care about what you think of me. Caroline kills Luke in order to save Stefan and the rest of her friends, but she wants them back. Lexi again kind of points out that Caroline has a thing for Seven, and he's like, stop. And this is where I am no longer on board with Steriline, because Stefan is just, first of all, I don't think he ever gets over Elena, and second of all, there's like even a scene, a deleted scene that they take out saying like, where Damon tells him pretty much to take off his Elena blinder so we can see what the fuck's in front of him because Elena ain't coming back to him, but they cut it. And that confirmed everything that I felt that Stefan felt. She calls him all the time and begs for him to come back when Damon is in the prison world with Bonnie and she's just wanted him to be there. And he literally like drops his vampire ex-girlfriend on her doorstep and is about to like abandon her. Like it's her problem. And she's like, even if a small part came back to check on me or Elena or me, like, stay. And he just walks away, just like Tyler did. And then he's like, well, just tell me how to fix it so we can go back to being friends. And she's just like, what? Like, I don't want to fix it anymore. And this is where her and Enzo kind of become friends and they almost are a thing and they're kind of cute. I'm really not going to talk about them because I don't have time. But they do have little moments. But I'm glad he was with Bonnie in the end. And sucks. His ending sucked. But yeah. She can't believe that Stefan wouldn't even give up on his brother and that he's just trying to avoid her and start over. And he's like, why did you push me? Like, she's like, why did you push me away? And Liz Forbes kind of starts inviting him to things to kind of get them to talk again because she knows that something's up. And Enzo tells Stefan that Caroline has a thing for him and everybody can see it except for Stefan because he's an idiot and because he has Elena blinders on. I'm pretty sure even Ivy says something to them about their relationship with each other. But at the hospital, and Stefan's like, how, like, tell me about, like, how did I miss it? How did I miss that you had a thing for me? She's like, what kind of stupid question is that? I don't know. Like, he's like, I'm sorry. And she's like, what, that you didn't feel it back? And he's like, I didn't say that. I don't know what I was feeling. And she's just like, I know if you felt a tiny bit of what I was feeling for you, you wouldn't have left. You would have stayed. And so she's like, I know what you were feeling. You don't have feelings for me. And she tells him she hates him for ruining their friendship because she ain't putting that shit on her. Thanksgiving comes around and it's Friendsgiving. Stefan was not invited, but Stefan, Damon, and Alaric go to check on the Parker house to find a lead for Bonnie. Damon's like, now we're carrying your weight. That's why I had to bring two things this year. Just put us all out of her misery and date her. And he's just like, I don't think about her like that. She's my friend. And right there, that's when I was like, nope, I don't want this. He's basically like, gotta be convinced that he has feelings for her. And yeah, he is there for Caroline throughout her mother's death. And Caroline's mother kind of manipulates that a little bit because she knows that she's dying and she wants Caroline to have somebody. And she kind of asks, like, can you look out for her when I'm gone? And while they're setting up the vacation house or whatever house it is for Liz's last moments,
Stefan is like, I'm not here because your mom asked me to. I'm here because you're my friend and I've lost a mom and I know what it feels like. And because when you told me you hated me, I've never felt worse in my life. Stefan kind of helps Caroline go find Bonnie's bear because she feels guilty and it's the only thing that she can really do. And he's just kind of laughing at her and they have fun together. And he lets her beat him up to get some of her aggression out. And then he knocks him down there and they're kind of like laying next to each other. It's kind of cute. And he does say, like, that at first he didn't think he liked her because he doesn't really know what love is and love has always been toxic to him. However, I don't think Elena's love was toxic to him. I think the way he still obsesses about her is a bit toxic, but yeah. So right before, like, right as they're kissing, like, after she's, like, they get a call from Damon saying that Liz isn't doing so hot, and this is, like, where she dies. And Stefan's there for her. Stefan helps her through all of this, helps her get into Liz's mind, but he doesn't answer her, like, at her mother's funeral, and she knew she shouldn't have asked, but Damon's like, just don't tell her today. And then he realizes, as Damon's giving the speech, the eulogy, that he does love Caroline. And Damon's like, well, then tell her. I think she could use... And then her humanity is off, and he tries to get it back on, and then she forces him. And I love the humanity scenes, the no humanity scenes. They, like, kind of... He's like, oh, Caroline, you really messed up my life. I killed your professor, and you undid my bike. And then she goes up and punches a hole in the gas tank. She hooks up with Liam. Stefan's like, this is all my fault. All I had to do was tell her how I felt, and I just couldn't fucking do it. But Damon finds his mother after 100 and something years and, you know, talks her into turning on Stefan's humanity so they can all pretend that Stefan doesn't have his humanity on and picks only on Caroline. And they try to trick her into getting her humanity back on. And she figures it out. And when she gets mad, he shows her a vision of the letter that they just burnt. And she's like, I want it back. And her humanity comes back on. And it's a little weird. But while their humanity was off, they had sex. And Stefan's like, that's not how I wanted it to happen. Stefan goes to tell her something. And she just doesn't want to see him right then. And he knew that was going to be the case because he's had his humanity switch off before. And at Caroline and Rick's wedding, they kind of like look out for each other when all that shit's going down. And they had a talk. And she's just like, yeah, I'm not going to do this. And when Elena is in the hospital and she's like, if this doesn't work out, if he can't stop Kai's sleeping spell, like, how are you going to be? Caroline says, and he's like, I'll be fine. And he's like, how are you going to be? She's like, not good. And it bothers me that he asks her if she's keeping her distance because she thinks that Stefan still has feelings for Elena. And I'm like, if he's asking, there's got to be a reason. And just the fact that he dated Elena anyways is so disrespectful to Caroline's character to make them endgame. But despite that, they do have cute moments in friendship and stuff. But I can't. So she takes time to heal and she sees Stefan and she's writing in the journal to Elena and it gets awkward when he shows up and they start talking about making small talk about Damon. He's like, I did something here. Like, I shouldn't have told you how I felt. Now you're talking about my brother who you hate to avoid awkward silence. And later on that day, she's like, you know what? I realize I'm happy. You make me happy. I like being with you. And they make out. And then Stefan's mom takes Caroline as a hostage because Damon killed Malcolm with Bonnie. And Caroline's feeling super insecure because Valerie, his ex, the girl he lost his virginity to, was trapped there and kept a diary of him this entire time. And this season was weird because there was flash forwards in the beginning and ending of all of these episodes. And we see that, like, Caroline doesn't want to talk to Stefan anymore. He tried to call. She's like, I never want to hear that name again. Don't put it through. And we can't go back to Mystic Falls anymore. Like, her and her fiance. And then he keeps secrets from her on Valerie's behalf. And, like, she tells him not to tell anybody. But, like, she didn't think that meant Caroline. Because, duh, you can obviously tell your partner anything. But Caroline actually figures out. I mean, Valerie actually figures out that Caroline is pregnant with Lark and Joe's babies. Because she recognizes the spell in the video that he was watching about their wedding. And he could never make it further than that. But
She's like, I know that spell. I've experienced this. And then she kind of tells her story about Stefan and her baby. And when Caroline gets back, she can't touch him. But she's like, and Stefan's just like, I don't care about the past. I care you're here. I care you're safe and that you're with me. He calls her at some point when he doesn't realize that she's missing it. And he's just like, I'm starting to think that you're using me for hot makeup sessions, which I'm not entirely opposed to. But yeah, call me back. It's funny. Caroline and Stefan go to a Halloween party and they talk about it. Like, Stefan's like, weird that you already have a really great costume for a party that you just found out about 5 minutes ago. Because they were trying to trick Nora and Mary Louise to distract them a little bit. And then they got them to siphon the vervain thing off of them. She was like, well, I didn't think this was good first date material. And he's just like, is this our first date? And she's like, well, it depends. What do you think it is? And he looks at her and he can't touch her. So he's like, torture. And it's pretty cute. But then they get, like I said, they get Nora to siphon it off. So when Caroline figures out that she's pregnant, she cannot go to her mother for advice. Ironically, Stefan is able to go to his mother for advice. And she's like, one day prepare for her to drop everything for those little babies. Caroline is like, I understand if you want to run. You were there for me all this time through my mom. And I get it. Like, this is your chance. And she's just like, he's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here with you every step of the way. I love you. And she's like, wow, there was a right answer. And he's like, I'm going to be there no matter how weird or whatever happens, I'm going to be there. And she's like, well, that's good because it could get really weird. But he leaves her for his brother and gets stabbed by Rena Cruz and then can't be around the baby and then goes to the whole Klaus thing. Klaus is like, if you love her, let her go because, like, she deserves. You're going to just keep sacrificing each other's happiness for your brother. I watched my brother do that to me forever, for a millennia. And so he goes to the house, looks in the window and sees like her holding two babies. And vampires don't typically get to do that. And I think he wanted that. So he ends up going on the run. He tries to get her to tap in. She's not leaving the babies. And Valerie ends up being on the run with her for 3 years, and he kind of just took off without saying anything to Caroline, and he tried writing letters, but she sent them back every time. And again, as much as I want to love them, like, he should have talked to her about this. And then when Bonnie is becoming Rena Cruz, he again should have let her make her own choices like he used to with Elena. At some point, I think he realizes it because he's like, oh shit, Damon agrees with me. This wasn't the right choice. And she wakes up in a hotel and she's like, what the fuck? This is not you. Like, what happened to you over the years? I told you I didn't want to run. That was my choice. You should have respected that. Like, you respected that when it was Elena. He's like, and I lost her. And that bothers me that was his, like, answer back. I want to love them. I really do. But I just, she deserves more than Elena's leftovers. Whether they were friends or not. He's like, I respected her damn choice and she died. She's like, well, when are you going to grow up and learn that I deserve the same respect that Elena did? And walks out. And she eventually does realize, like, she can't put her kids in danger and has to go on the run with Stefan. And, like, he's, like, so fucking happy about this. It's fucking stupid. And she tries to pretend that she does not care about Stefan anymore and that she wants nothing to do with him. And Alaric's like, hey, I can't. You need to talk to him and get closure. And she's like, I don't need closure. And he's like, I do. And Stefan realizes that Caroline's not sleeping in the same bed as Alaric. They don't actually love each other. She kind of just, like, is his kid's mom. And that she will always love Stefan. And so she kind of breaks up with Rick. She gets rid of the mark by whatever's in the armory. And they're trying to co-parent, like, and Rick is living far away and, like, the nanny gets attacked and Rick isn't there to, like, help. And he's like, you know what? I want to move here. And she's like, we can't live together. And he's like, I know. I'm telling you to leave. She's like, this is my mother's house. I'm not going anywhere. She's like, where would I even go? And he's like, where you've wanted to be this whole time but haven't because of my feelings. And so she asked Stefan to move in. Stefan starts building her kids a room. I really love this. And proposes to her. It's super beautiful. I actually think it's the same room that they, like, I think it's, like, done a little bit the same. Like, I think it's the same room, though, that they use in Legacies, which I also love. And then Celine is actually a siren, and she is going to trade the twin souls to the devil, but Stefan saves them for Caroline and offers his own soul to the devil. He ends up doing crazy shit. He turns into a human. He, like, really hurts her a lot during this time, whatever, his humanity's off. But he tells her, like, you can't be a double standard knowing I have this deal. Like, you're not innocent. You're not an innocent bystander. Stop judging me. So, basically, like, he becomes human. And then he's like, oh, I can't marry you because I'm a human little bitch. Blah, 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 blah. And then he comes back to his senses rather quickly and is like, you know what? Marry me. Like, I get to grow old with my best friend. It's really cute, everything that he says. I just will never be able to get over the fact that he doesn't treat her in the same way that he does Elena, and their marriage is cute, and then he sacrifices himself on the day that they get married. Like, that, this girl, first of all, he used her wedding as a trap to lure out Catherine. This girl has a wedding book since she was 12. She planned her whole wedding. Like, and you're going to rush it like this on her? That's, like, pretty messed up. You can't love her. Not truly. And then, on top of you already doing that for her most special day in her life that she's dreamed about since she was a tiny little girl, you literally kill yourself on the same day for your brother and your ex-girlfriend's happiness and your guilt against for Bonnie. But they were cute. They had good moments. I think that he wanted to care about her and did care about her. But I still think that if Elena came back to him and wanted him, he'd be like, later, bitch. I don't know. It just is what it is. And the last relationship that I'm going to talk about is Caroline and Alaric. And they were not a relationship and it was creepy. But I do understand why Rick gains feelings for a woman who birthed his children that had no DNA to them. And I think that they worked really well as co-parents. I'm sorry. I am super out of time. I did like their co-parenting and I just wanted to say that.